NASA's Spirit rover has begun its robotic arm, has begun using its robotic arm to explore the surface of Mars. The rover is currently resting about 2.5 feet from the lander that carried it safely to the surface of the red planet. NPR's Joe Palca has the story.
Spirit has now spent 13 days on Mars, but today was only the second day the rover has spent with its wheels in the Martian dirt. At a news conference at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, mission manager Mark Adler said Spirit continues to break new scientific ground.
We had a good day. We made our first use of the arm. We put the arm out in front of the rover, down, hovering over the soil with a microscopic imager, and we took the first microscopic images of the surface of another planet.
The first microscopic images show a mix of material on the surface, from tiny pebbles to dust even finer than the microscope can make out. In addition to the microscopic imager, the arm carries two spectrometers that can provide information on the chemical composition of the rocks and soil on the surface. Science team member Rob Sullivan says it's also possible to learn about the soil by studying pictures taken by the rover's cameras. For example, the first pictures taken by the rover looking back at the lander show tracks made by the rover's six wheels.
Rover tracks are great. They're great because, for one thing, it means we must be on the surface of Mars. You can't lay down rover tracks up on the lander. But we look at them for engineering reasons and for science reasons.
Sullivan says the shape of the tracks tells you something about the material in the soil. He says, imagine placing your hand into a bowl of dry beach sand and then placing it into a bowl of talcum powder.
You'd expect the one into the talcum powder to show perhaps a wedding ring nicely, but you wouldn't expect to see that when you press the same hand with the same wedding ring into a bucket of sand.
The talcum powder makes a kind of cast of your hand. The same kind of information will come from studying the rover tracks.
And if we see very high fidelity casts with lots of preserved detail, then that's a clue that there's a substantial component of very fine material there.
Sullivan says the first pictures from Spirit seem to show that. But this is just day two. There's still at least 2.5 months left in Spirit's mission, plenty of time to make tracks on Mars. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.